The federal funds risk model was released Thursday by Utah's Federal Funds Commission, which was formed in 2013 to study the state's reliance on federal money in the wake of broad federal spending cuts. The calculator was created as a way to assess the effects of decreasing federal dollars finding their way to Utah, for example, a budget crisis that shuts down the federal government, and how the state might continue to fund necessary programs like education and healthcare. Representative Ken Ivory, a Republican of West Jordan, likens preemptive planning for a possible federal government shutdown to preparing Utah to deal with a natural disaster.
Very similar with the financial earthquake. We want to make sure we've got our operational processes in place. We understand where the federal funds flow and how they flow. Right now, we don't have that detail of information that we can respond rather than react in a crisis.
Utah receives $3.8 billion in federal funds, or 26% of the state's annual operating budget, and as leaders in Congress are working to avoid a possible shutdown next week because of a budget battle, Ivory says the calculator will help us see how Utah will have to react in the wake of another shutdown.
You could see what would it take to offset that particular risk and what effort would be required of Utahns to deal with the risk of a reduction in funding from the federal government because of that dependence that we had built up.
The current congressional standoff is reminiscent of a similar fight 2 years ago when a partial shutdown of the federal government closed Utah's 5 national parks and other government operations. Utah lost $3 million in visitor spending during the first 10 days of that shutdown. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Justin Prather.